This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
The Associated Press reports up to 6 terror suspects involved in last week's terror rampage may still be at large.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, January 13th, 2015. Happy Founders Day to Delta Sigma Theta Sorority and all your members. It is also the birthday of our very own Uncle Butchie, Morris Butch Stewart, and happy 13th birthday to Xavier Ingram. It was a big night in Arlington, Texas last night as the first college football classic of championship series made history as the Ohio State Buckeyes beat the Oregon Ducks last night.
Brother did that thing, man.
42-20. And the quarterback, Cardale Jones. Congratulations to him.
Get the duck out of him.
Serious situation in Washington, D.C. yesterday afternoon as smoke filled a Washington subway station, killing one woman and critically injuring 2 more people and another 81 people taken to area hospitals. Hundreds of passengers evacuated from the D.C. Metro's L'Enfant Plaza station at about 3:30 in the afternoon when plumes of smoke filled the air. The NTSB said the smoke was caused by an electrical short in the tracks. Today marks the 18th annual Rainbow Push Wall Street Project Economic Summit in New York City, and the theme this year, where Wall Street, Main Street, and Silicon Valley converge. California Attorney General Kamala Harris will seek the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Senator Barbara Boxer. That came out yesterday. Her Tuesday announcement is expected this afternoon, and with Kamala Harris, she would become the first prominent California Democrat to enter the 2016 race, expected to lure a crowded field. Hackers claiming allegiance to the Islamic State, that would be ISIS, took control of the social media accounts of U.S. military's Central Command Monday, posting threatening messages and propaganda videos along with some military documents. The command's Twitter and YouTube accounts were eventually taken offline, but not before a string of tweets and the release of military documents, some of which listed contact information for senior military personnel. And in his commentary today on BlackAmericaWeb.com, the great Michael Kottman talks about Huckabee versus Jay-Z, another racially charged and stereotypical statement dedicated at black people by a high-profile Republican leader, Mike Huckabee, and a possible 2016 presidential candidate taking aim at Jay-Z and Beyonce. Those are your headlines. I'm Sybil Wilkes.
Joan Pendergrass, Teddy's widow. Next, 16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.